Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Stacy, what did you get on your spelling test?
What does it matter?
I got a B+.
I got a C-. When in my life will I ever have to spell out the word sincerely? And I got a D on my math test. I'm having such a crummy week.
Stacy, here's your report back. That should cheer you up.
An A? Good job! High five!
Whoopee. Or not.
What's Aesop's Fables?
Old Greek stories. You know, the ant and the grasshopper, or the lion and the mouse?
CJ, here's yours. I must say, I never knew there was a history of burping.
C+. Thank you, Miss Harbor.
Marcia, here you go. Good job.
Hugh, in pen next time, please.
Stacy, you did better than me on your report.
That doesn't make up for math and spelling.
Okay, class. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be studying art. This should be a time of pure creativity for each one of you. Nothing you do can be wrong. It's what's inside your heart that I want to come out on paper. Are you ready?
Cool!
Oh, yeah!
All right, then. I need each of you to grab a smock from this box and find a place at an easel. One child on either side of each, please.
Stacy, come share this one with me.
I'm coming.
You should each have 2 paintbrushes, a jar of water, and a palette of paints right in front of you. Try not to mix the paint in the bottles. Wash off your brush when you change colors. You may paint anything you want. I'll come around and listen to your ideas and help you with techniques. Let's get started.
That's not right. Miss Harbor, I need you. Goose, will you stop dancing around like that? You're bumping the easel.
I can't stop, Stacy. Moving around helps. A little blue here and some more brown way over there. Wow, yeah, that's more like it.
I'm just tired of this project and this stupid star.
Oh, wait right there, mister. You are crying for some mountain moss green. Whoa!
I'm done. I can't take any more humiliation.
Stacy, how is your constellation coming along?
Not good. I wanted 5 points for the star, and now it has 6. And none of them are the same length. This is all... it's all wrong.
Oh, there is no wrong in this art class. We're just trying things out.
I'm no good at this. I'm not good at anything.
Stacy, you know that's not true.
What? Oh, I see fuchsia in your future.
Goose, dear, what are you doing? Oh, my. Class, yes, please, gather over here. Help me turn this around.
Under this. Oh, how's that?
Wow.
Awesome.
I can't believe
that's
it.
That's really good.
What?
Cool. Awesome.
Is there something in my teeth again? What's the matter?
Nothing is wrong, Goose. Your painting, it's quite remarkable.
Wow, Goose, that's really good.
It makes me feel like I could step in and be there.
How'd you do it, Goose?
I don't know. Maybe it's in the footwork. I think I worked up a blister.
Well, it only took Goose about 5 minutes to paint her picture, but it took about 15 to clean up the mess. That day, everyone discovered that Goose had a real gift. And no one was more surprised than Goose. Everyone was so pleased for her. Well, almost everyone. Stacy was so discouraged that she couldn't even talk about it till the next day.
Come on, Goose. You had to have some sort of art lessons.
No, it just kind of made sense to me.
Can we just change the subject?
Well, I guess we better. I don't smell him. You said she'd bake.
I reminded her this morning. Mom said she'd bake him and leave some wrapped on the porch.
I can't smell anything. Did she bake?
I see cookies.
Last one to the porch is a rotten egg.
Look out, it's muddy.
Oh, my pants are splattered.
This is pretty good mud. Not too wet, not too dry.
Whoa, that is one big box of cookies.
Ha ha, we are so rich. Mud and cookies.
The cookies are here in that basket. I don't know what the box is.
It says, to Stacy.
You're kidding. It doesn't say who it's from.
Open it, Stacy. This is exciting. Open, open, open.
Okay, okay. This is really weird.
Open, open, open.
Wow.
It's a magnifying glass.
It's so beautiful. There's writing on the handle. It says, look closer and see where your gifts may be.
More gifts? Open, open, open!
No, Goose. I think it's supposed to mean something else. What do you think, Stacy?
I'm not sure. Who could this be from? It looks expensive.
It looks like it's made of brass.
Whoa, it is heavy.
Oh, maybe it's from a secret admirer. How romantic.
Not likely.
Why not?
I'm just saying that it would be candy or flowers or...
I think it's from someone who has a deep, dark secret and wants me to use this to find a treasure.
Oh, what about Mrs. Collins? Her house is filled with stuff just like this.
You're right. She's definitely a suspect. But why would she do it?
I need a cookie. I think just about everyone except Hugh is a suspect. What we need to do is get organized. We need to look for clues and interview possible witnesses.
Like real detectives.
Exactly. We need to collect every clue possible. Let's go to the general store and see if Mr. Crawford sells these.
All right. We are on a caper.
I don't think that's the right word.
Sure it is. We are on an exciting thing of excitement.
I think a caper is a bad thing you do.
You guys are nuts. We are on an exciting detective caper.
In that case, I better have a closer look at these cookies.
Good idea, Sherlock. Here, Goose, you'd better examine this very suspicious-looking cookie while I interrogate its delicious friend. Okay, we know that Mrs. Collins and Mrs. Merriweather didn't see anything because they were visiting Mrs. Shufflebee.
And Papa Chuck was working at the church, so he didn't see anything either.
I just burned through two cookies who witnessed the whole thing but refused to talk.
There's got to be something we've overlooked. What are we missing?
I don't think there are any clues. This person is good.
Let's ask Mr. Crawford. Afternoon, Mr. Crawford.
Well, good afternoon, kids. Such nice smiling faces. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you have ever sold anything like this before.
Oh, my, no. You know, I have some magnifying glasses, but nothing as nice as this.
It's made of brass.
Oh, it's a beauty. And pretty expensive, too. You'd have to go to Frontera for an item like this.
And I thought we were so close.
Oh, I know. We'd like an alphabetized list of everyone who has ever bought string and brown wrapping paper in this fine establishment, please.
Excuse me?
We are on a detective caper.
I don't think you're using that word right.
You guys, I am on a caper.
Oh, yeah, I thought a caper was something you eat.
We're trying to find out who gave this magnifying glass to Stacy. It was tied up in a big box and placed on Stacy's porch. We're trying to solve a mystery.
A real mystery, huh? Well, if I found myself in your shoes, I'd try to think of who might have reason...
Shoes! Whoever left the box had to walk through the mud.
Footprints!
Thanks, Mr. Crawford. There here.
Where?
Footprints. Look, they lead right from the porch over into those bushes.
Wow, you're good, Stace.
Real mysteries always have clues. Come on. The footprints go right through here.
And then disappear.
Where'd they go?
The pine needles are too thick. Wait, what's this?
It looks like a note tied to a branch.
Read it, read it, read it!
The writing is so small, I can't read it.
If only we had a magnifying glass.
Nobody likes a smart aleck. It says, use your gift to find the giver. Find the place that will make you quiver. The owner was fabled to have a sliver.
What?
The owner was fabled to have a sliver. Find the place that will make you quiver. I got it!
You got what?
It's the fable of the lion and the mouse.
How do you know that?
I just did a report on Aesop's fables. Do you know what this means?
What means?
Find the place that will make you quiver. Where's the creepiest place in Wildwood?
You don't mean...
You couldn't mean...
We have no choice but to go down to the dark, damp, overgrown, fogged in, run-down mansion owned by the strange old lioness, Madame Kildare.
I can't believe she just went up there by herself. I'm getting nervous just standing here by the gate.
I want another caper.
We are not on a caper. What was that?
A bird, CJ. This really is a creepy place, huh?
Yeah, creepy.
Stuart Fillmore says that on a full moon, Madame Kildare roars so loudly that it shakes his bedroom window.
My mom says that Madame Kildare is perfectly nice, but likes to keep to herself. She used to be an actress.
I saw her once. Her face was really pale, and her eyes were huge and wild-looking. Her lips were red from her most recent victim.
My mom says she wears too much makeup.
Well, why does she roar when there's a full moon?
I don't know. Maybe she roars when she's on a caper.
I'll ignore that. She shouldn't have gone up there by herself. She's been gone a long time now. But what if...
What was that?
That was a wild and desperately hungry, blood-curdling roar.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, me. Oh, my. And it's not even a full moon. Stuart didn't say that she roared like that in the middle of the afternoon. Oh, she's probably been gobbled up by now. Run up there and see.
I'm not going up there. Maybe we should get help.
Bad caper. Oh, CJ, let's get a new one.
Goose, we need to think.
Hey, guys. What's with you?
You're alive! You're alive!
What happened in there?
Nothing.
That terrible roar! What was that all about?
Oh, Madame Kildare was really nice. She used to be a famous stage actress. We got to talking about the Lion and the Mouse story, and she started acting out her part in the play. It was when the mouse pulled out the sliver and the lion roared in pain.
Oh, I was so scared.
Stacy, you're unbelievable. Goose and I thought that you were... Never mind.
She gave me the next clue. Someone gave her this and told her to give it to me. She wouldn't tell me anything more about it.
This is the best caper I've ever been on.
You are not on a caper. This is a mystery. Whoever is leaving these clues, they are on a caper.
Magnifying glass, please.
Magnifying glass!
Ouch.
Oh, sorry. Got carried away.
The note says, keep on doing what you normally do, and in that act, you will find your last clue.
We are on a real live caper!
I still don't think that's the right word.
Despite all their efforts, they could not find the last clue. CJ had long ago headed home for dinner. The girls ate over at Stacy's house and worked over this mystery each in their own way.
So, you did everything just like you normally do and no new clue?
Yeah. I helped my mom set the table. No clue. I dried and put all the dishes away. No clue. Ooh, you're spilling popcorn everywhere.
Sorry. What else do you normally do?
I don't know. This is making me crazy.
Somebody's gone to an awful lot of trouble for you. Why would someone think you're so special? I didn't mean it like that.
It's probably because of my painting. They love me for my art.
I'm kidding.
Big time.
Well, I like your painting.
I don't. I tried really hard at that, and you just slapped paint on like you were swatting at a fly. And then it turns into something that you take a field trip to see.
You know, Stacy, you can't be good at everything. You have a lot. You're smart, you're brave. You need to stop and be thankful for what you have. That should be something that you normally do every day.
Wow, Goose. That was really wise.
Yeah? Happens sometimes.
Goose kept working on the clues and who left them. She went on thinking and jumping and eating popcorn till her dad came to take her home. Stacy was working on what Goose had said. She went on thinking and picking up spilt popcorn right up until bedtime.
Dear Lord, thank you for all the gifts you've given me. I really am thankful. And I'm sorry I was jealous of Goose today, and help me to do better in school. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you brush your teeth like you normally do?
Yeah, and made my bed. I even forgot to pick up my room, like I usually do.
Great! It's all about consistency. Do the same thing all the time.
Goose, I got something to say. I'm sorry I snapped at you last night. You're really good at art. I mean, really, really good. And I'm sorry I had a bad attitude.
Oh, that's okay, Stacy.
Thanks. You're a good friend.
Oh, no!
What?
You normally wouldn't be that thoughtful.
Very cute.
Don't forget Mrs. Shufflebee's flowers, just like you normally do.
All right, already. I'll catch up.
Hey, Stacy, Goose, wait up!
Hi, CJ.
Any more clues?
Nope. Mr. Shufflebee. I'll be right back.
I've been working on this all night. I think it's either Mrs. Collins or Papa Chuck.
Could be. We'll just have to wait and see how this caper works out.
Enough of this caper stuff. I looked it up, and a caper can be a criminal act, a caper can be a prank, a practical joke, or it can be a shrub that you eat. We are on none of those things. We are on a mystery. No more caper.
Mr. Shufflebee, here you go. I hope that Mrs. Shufflebee likes wild lavender.
Well, it'll be hard to outdo the daisies you picked yesterday. But, you know, wild lavender might just be the ticket.
How's she feeling today?
You know, I just picked up this tonic from the pharmacist, and I'm sure that along with this lavender, she'll perk right up.
I hope so. Have a nice day, Mr. Shufflebee.
I'll do that. Hold on. I have a little something for you.
Whoa, this is the biggest walnut yet. Thank you, Mr. Shufflebee. See you tomorrow.
We'll see you then. Oh, wait. I knew I was forgetting something. I'm supposed to give this to you. I'm not sure why, but I was told it's important.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I gotta run. Look, CJ, Goose, my clue. Mr. Shufflebee had my clue.
What does it say?
Magnifying glass.
Okay. Do you know how special you are? I heard it from a little star. Teachers care more than you think, by far.
Teachers? That must be a clue. But what does it mean?
It's Miss Harbor. Come on. Harbert, is this from you?
Oh, that was quick. I knew you'd figure it out, but not this fast.
I really like it. I mean, I love it, but I don't get it.
Well, I've seen how much you've struggled lately with math, spelling, and most recently with art.
I had a pretty bad attitude.
I once went through something very similar. Someone gave this to me. Now I'm giving it to you. I just wanted you to remember what your strengths are.
And they would be...
Not just anyone could have solved those clues, Stacy. It took a great mind. Your mind. You have a great imagination. That is one of your strengths, or, as I like to call them, your gifts.
Is that what you meant by gifts in the inscription?
Exactly. I also know that you have another gift, courage. It would take a lot of courage to go to Madame Kildare's house.
She was really nice.
You know that now, but did anyone else go up to the door with you?
No.
I didn't think so. Come here, Stacy. I want you to look in your desk and tell me how many walnuts are in there.
10, 15. I'll clean them out.
Do you even like walnuts?
Not really.
Then why do you keep picking flowers for Mrs. Shuffleby?
Well, she's been sick a long time, and she misses being outside. I just thought she'd like some flowers.
That is called compassion, Stacy. Don't you see how easily that comes to you? Just as easy as painting comes to Goose.
And compassion is lots more important than being able to paint.
Did you keep my secret?
Of course I did.
Wait a minute. You knew it was Miss Harbor all along?
Yes, I did. And by not telling you and going through the whole thing with you, that was kind of a practical joke, wouldn't you agree?
You were on a caper, weren't you?
You were solving a mystery. I was on a caper.
Thank you for the magnifying glass, Miss Harbor.
You are very welcome.
I had fun, and I really do feel better. I even think I could have fun in art class.
Just feel the love in the room. Group hug. Okay. That's good, Stacy. Stacy, I can't breathe.
Sorry.
Well, I think it's time to get this school day started. Good morning, Ned. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Harper.
Let's all find your places, please. Let's do things a little out of order today and get out our art supplies.
We've got different gifts, but that's okay. God has made us all that way. Celebrate His presence with our praise.
The Lord,
and we'll glorify His name.
Running fast, good in math, spell like a bee. He can write, she can draw exceptionally. Super smart, great big heart, everyone's good at something.
Taking care, being there, giving a lift. Geography, biology, performing a skit. Comforting, listening, everyone's got their gifts. Remembering, fixing things, giving your time. Telling jokes, blowing notes, making a rhyme. God, sharing smiles, extra miles, everyone's good at something. Compassionate, considerate, keeping your wits. He can teach,
she's a peach when you're in the pits.
Sewing clothes, heaven knows, everyone's got their gifts.
One thing is surely true, no cookie cutting going on when God made you. Snowflake, a fingerprint, God made no two the same.
find your gifts and use them all to glorify His name.
A Closer Look was written by Amy Robertson and directed by David Carl. Find Your Gifts was written by Sandy Howell and Matt McGuire. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.